Well, I reckon after this weekend that we've just had too, it's pretty safe to say that summer's over. It was cold, it was wet, it was grey. Both Saturday and Sunday, I didn't leave the house. I just watched the footy and watched a bit of the races on Saturday. It was raining that hard, we didn't leave the house. So how did your place cope? And I always worry with the wet weather, the mould returning. It doesn't take much, does it? And the black mould just pops up on your skirting boards, on your cornicing, on the ceiling, everywhere. And then it gets humid, so we get some big rain, and the mould absolutely rips back. And no matter how many times you try to polish it off or wipe it off, it just seems to be able to make its way back into your home. So 131873, if you've got a secret home remedy to either getting rid of mould or preventing it in the first place. We'll get to the call shortly, but first, Steve Chandler. He's been a builder for 40 years and he's the owner of a property development company called Lefter. And he's on the line live. G'day, Steve.
G'day, Chris. How are you?
You're good, mate. With the wet weather, so how worried should we be about mould and what can we do, preventative measures, to stop it popping up in the first place?
Air movement. The number one thing is to have air movement going through your house. When mould is caused by a build-up of damp, if you get hot inside, cold outside, you get that cold, dampness building up on your windows and your walls, etc. The only real way of dealing with mould to try and get rid of it is to open the windows and let the air run through your house, summer and winter. We might not like it in winter, but it's the number one thing that we can do, but you're not going to stop it. Obviously, in winter, you close the windows, you have your overnight where you're breathing, in your bedrooms, and you get that moisture build up. It's very hard, and we go to work. So it's very hard to leave our homes open all the time. So we do have to do other things. And sometimes when we get mold building up within our house, then, a natural version of cleaning you can use is vinegar. Bleach, if you're not averse to using some chemicals. Bleach also gets rid of it, kills spores. But really important when you are cleaning mold off, to wear gloves and protection. You don't want to get bleach or anything in your eyes, and you must dry your walls after you clean it down. But if you've got rising damp or moisture coming in underneath your home, one of the things you need to do potentially is to get more air movement underneath your house to stop that moisture building up inside and coming up through your floors. That's also important. And if you live on a slope where water is coming down, underneath your house, flowing in underneath your house, then what we suggest is to actually put agricultural drains around the outside of your house to catch that water before it gets to your walls and underneath your home.
How many mold horror stories have you seen in your time?
I've seen one really, really bad one that led to health issues. It can be very serious health-wise, and it's highly recommended. If you've got mold anywhere, do something about it. Whenever you see it, get onto it, clean it, get rid of it. You don't want mold in your home.
So what kind of can the mold do any damage to the house itself?
No, not really. You do have, with rising damp, where moisture comes up in through your brickwork and comes up your walls from underneath, over time the moisture itself can affect your brickwork, but not technically the mould. But what causes the mould is the water, sure. So that can have some effect.
What about under the carpets and tiles? It can grow under there. But you're not expecting people to pull up their carpet or tiles, are you?
Well, it depends what type of carpet you've got. If you've got older carpets with the very old old underlays, they tend to hold the moisture and grow mould, in which case you've got to get rid of it. You've got to get it out of the house. But the thing is, you've got to think about is how did it get there in the first place? In all of these type of things, whenever you've got mould, the key thing is find out how it got there, treat the way got there. You've got to stop it getting there. Because if you're going to go and spend, you know, money getting a professional mold remover to come in and, you know, clean a ceiling, walls, etc. for you, well, that's great, but it's just going to come back. It's only a matter of time until it comes back. You've got to get to the root cause of how it's getting there. And effectively, that is finding out where the moisture is coming from and stopping it. Underneath homes, for example, you may have seen people have fans put in, subfloor fans, to get air movement underneath a house to stop that moisture building up. That works. Sometimes you can put additional air vents around the outside of the house if your floor is above ground. If you've got a concrete slab that's on the ground, it's far more problematic. Mm-hmm. That's very difficult. Yes.
Cost your bomb. Steve, appreciate your time and your insights as always.
Wonderful to have helped out.
Good on you, Steve. Appreciate that. It's Steve Chandler, who's the CEO of Property Development Group, Lefter.